Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Another day in paradise, so we're going to make awesome.
Yep, it is Thursday, 6:08, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, before we get any further, let me warn you. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. Tropical weather update.
Uh-oh.
As predicted, it actually happened a little quicker than predicted. Umberto is now Umberto.
Okay.
See, you get a name when you become a tropical storm.
Right.
And that's what Umberto is. We're looking at sustained winds of about 45 miles an hour. And the movement is northwest. At 9 knots or 10 miles an hour. Okay, but this one's still pretty far out there, if you will, and we'll pay attention to it. But the one that I think we need to pay closer attention to is this AL94. So when I told you about yesterday, it's kind of simmering, around Cuba, and it takes over a wide expanse.
Is it just the one that's kind of bigger, but it's sitting there while the other one's kind of moving off a little bit? Is that kind of how you're...
Well, Gabrielle's gone, you're vacationing the Azores. Don't even worry about her.
Good.
But she is still a hurricane. Mm. Umberto is the one that is further out in the Atlantic.
Gotcha.
And that's the one that we said, I think we said 80 or 90% chance of forming within 7 days.
Oh, wow.
And it formed like in 2 days. As a tropical storm.
Right.
Okay, now this other one, this AL94, the problem with it is it's like right on the Dominican island almost.
Wow.
And everything is spread to the north and to the west, which means like coming right toward Florida. And so we'll keep an eye on it. You know, they use that language. The wave is expected to move west-northwest around 10 to 15 miles an hour, heavy rainfall, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the system is then expected to slow down and turn northwestward when it reaches the southwestern Atlantic. A tropical depression is likely to form when the disturbance is in the vicinity of the Bahamas late this week. So, it looks like this could be a big rainmaker for us, say, end of the weekend, maybe going into next week a little bit, and could be anywhere affecting things in South Florida all the way up to Jacksonville. Could affect the coastline, et cetera. Could it strengthen greater than that? Yeah, it can. It's got an 80% chance of a cyclone formation in 7 days. So, it's starting to get late in the season, but it doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. So we'll keep an eye on it. It's what we do. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union, and we can give you these kinds of updates. And I told you that the problem with this one is if it turns into something, especially quickly like Umberto did, we could have a hurricane, you know, on our East Coast doorstep of Florida, and that's we don't want that.
Let's take up the welcome mat.
Yeah, we took that up a long time ago, but hurricanes don't always listen.
They're worked never... so far this year.
So but far, we've so been far. Very, very, very blessed and pretty much trouble-free for the most part. But, again, that's why we pay attention to these things and we stay prepared. We stay vigilant.
Yeah.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Hey, Hillary Clinton, you know, whenever you're looking for, like, pearls of wisdom, you seek out statements by Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
She was on, MSNBC's Morning Joe. Okay. And basically saying that the idea that all men and women are created equal was in the crosshairs of those on the right.
What?
In other words, yeah, you right wingers, you GOPers, you conservatives, yeah, men and women created equal. You're in the crosshairs. Do you understand? Are you saying that conservatives don't support women or women's rights? Nothing could be further from the truth. You know what happened? You've got like Charlie Kirk and his wife Erica.
Right.
She had said she thinks that her role being supportive of her husband and raising children is like, that's an awesome role.
Mm-hmm.
So for somebody that feels that way, somehow Hillary Clinton makes that to be, thinks that somehow disparaging. Oh, you want to be just a good wife, just a mother.
Then she has not looked at Erica's background and her resume.
Nor has she looked at, I don't know, say the cabinet of
yes,
of Donald J. Trump.
Women
are treated extremely well,
mm-hmm,
and pushed to very high levels and high positions, and not just because, oh, they're checking a box. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Trump's always looking for the best people for the job. If it turns out that it happens to be a woman, that's fantastic.
Right.
If not, okay, mm-hmm, well, we're going to go with the best. And he honors that. And so this whole idea of men and women, yeah, they are created equal. What it is, you see, again, this is just another, and that this happens all the time, every day, in basically in quiet ways. And it's this: destroy the family. Mm-hmm. Destroy the family. Destroy the family. The left is pushing to destroy the family. They know if they can do that, they can basically have their way. And what happens when the family gets destroyed? You know, evil finds its way in a lot of cases. It just does. And not all the time, but it does. And if you destroy the family unit, you have a greater chance of these bad things happening. And Hillary Clinton, again, just like so many people on the left, they don't understand that. And she was a mother, too,
mm-hmm,
you know? But I wouldn't guess, and I'm just guessing, that she's much of a nurturer. She doesn't seem to have a nurturing nature about her.
Not in general, no.
Yeah.
You don't get that warm, fuzzy feeling, no.
More like a cold-blooded killer that keeps a list of her enemies.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard for her to understand the role of a truly nurturing mother. I guess she was a supportive wife. She stood by her man.
She did not stay home and bake cookies, though. She said so.
No, and I'm not sure that I would want her.
Oh.
To stay home or bake
cookies. Not when you look at the trail of casualty, shall we say, behind them. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Al Gore is watching you. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's Al Gore. He's always been a little creepy. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can listen to the show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday. Good morning. Welcome. 621. Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Okay, well, probably your top story, at least one of them, is Umberto. Yes, one of the storms that we were watching, one of these formations, has actually turned into a tropical storm with a name. And so thanks to Radiant Credit Union, we'll continue to give you tropical updates because there's actually a tropical situation called AL94. And we're watching that, and that's actually closer, really kind of forming around the Dominican Republic. So we'll keep an eye on that. It'll be something we'll at least touch on throughout the day. And, of course, we'll get updates every a few hours. And I said this yesterday. I go, yeah, well, as we get closer to the weekend, we'll have a better idea what's going on. And I didn't think that Umberto was going to be named that quickly, but these things happen sometimes, even this late in the season. Also, coming up, just a note, Pastor Chris is going to join us. Buy a pumpkin, feed a child. You know, the pumpkin patch?
Oh, yeah.
On 39th Avenue in Gainesville. It's a big deal every year. A lot of children benefit from that. It's a great cause. He's going to be along later on. Just to remind everybody that it opens, what, this weekend?
This Saturday, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Where's the time going?
I know. September's like
is it the 25th
done.
Already?
Yes. It's crazy, isn't
Before
it?
You know it, it's going to be another little mini vacation for me. It's just
I would act shocked, so, but you know. So.
And then my friend, Betsy Papine, she'll be on at 9:05. She has a charitable branch of her business. It's called Papine Gives. They're always doing great work. Well, they've got a big golf tournament. I want to make sure everybody knows that they are invited to participate in that.
Absolutely.
So always for a great cause. Does a lot of stuff with Habitat for Humanity. Hey, Al Gore. I haven't heard about Al Gore lately. He invested a lot of money. That Al Jazeera that he sold his TV stuff to.
Yeah.
And that was all bought with oil money. And I thought, that's odd that this guy, he was a climate change guy. He didn't. Yeah, but he got all $100 million he received was from oil revenues because that's the only way that Al Jazeera has a way to generate revenues.
So. I mean, would that be like blood diamonds almost? I mean, in his world, it should.
Gosh, I hate
blood
to say
oil.
That.
I mean,
I hate to say
they're
that,
not
Greg,
dead yet, but we're all gonna like drown in Florida or something.
Well, the good news is to prevent drowning, he took all his money and invested in his scuba gear. Hasn't had much of a chance to use it.
Wow.
Yeah. So Al Gore, however, is in the news because he is watching you.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like somebody's watching.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Why is he watching this, Bob? I'm a little creeped out already here.
Consider yourself warned. A coalition led by former Democratic Vice President Al Gore is using AI and satellite systems to track pollution in local neighborhoods around the world.
What?
While pinpointing the very houses, and backyards it comes from. It was just the other day.
Wow.
That President Trump was giving a speech to the UN, and he made such a brilliant point, and he talked about these massive amounts of floating trash heaps that some Asian countries just dump into the ocean, and then it floats by San Francisco and L.A. Right. Meanwhile, some guy with a cigarette drops in on the beach. He's arrested as the big tons of trash are floating by. And so he showed out how ironic and moronic all of that stuff is. But this is funny. So, yes, we have pollution issues around the world. And, again, countries like Russia and India and China, they are the ones that, you know, are the biggest polluters on the planet. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Right.
But Al Gore sees in the twisted wisdom of the left.
Wow.
Let's go after people who might be, hold your breath now, people in North Central Florida, because you've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Let's go after people burning trash in their backyard. Everybody, collective gasp. Oh, my, what?
It was probably just a barbecue, you know.
Look, I get it. You live in a small little neighborhood. You live in a trailer park. Don't be starting a huge fire pit and throwing a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah.
AI. I mean, that's logic and common sense. But really, Al Gore is going to get right up, right up your backside. I mean, your backyard. Yet very personal. And, wow. It's basically a neighborhood colonoscopy.
Wow.
He's going to go in with the camera.
Yeah.
Via satellite.
Find you.
And look for literally backyard polluters. I mean, I would say, oh, well, good luck. There's no market for that. But apparently there is. The Associated Press reports that Gore, who started Climate Trace, T-R-A-C-E, uses the aforementioned systems to monitor the location of heat-trapping methane sources. So he's not going to just come in your backyard.
Wow.
I did mention colonoscopy earlier.
Yeah.
So if you do happen to have cows or cattle on your property, yeah, when you're, that's your cow possibly being its privacy invaded by Al Gore.
Hmm.
Folks.
That's just weird.
Yeah. If I made it up, you'd be like, what?
But this time he didn't.
No.
This time.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
All right. Telling all in the news again, huh? All right. All right. History. Sometimes you learn from history, even when it comes to acetaminophen. I'll explain that, and I'll explain the meaning of life, all coming up today. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy's here. It is 628. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Let's pump it up. We're getting close to the weekend. Happy Thursday, my friends. It is 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue. On demand, one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. It's pretty easy. Even a caveman. Even I can do it.
I think that's copyrighted.
It's Tylenol thing. Boring, but I have to do my job.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay. So look, the spokesperson for medicine should never be Donald J. Trump. I love you. I love you, Donald J. Trump. Yes. I love the guy. He's the best ever.
Yep.
I'm all in, but no. You're not a doctor.
No.
Do not try to play one in front of the microphone. Yes, you're a clever man. Yes, you're a smart man. But there's some issues where there's something lost.
Aside. Let one of those doctors behind you take the microphone and take the questions.
So let me speak for him and, well, for everyone else.
Yeah.
Past post from an X account associated with the Tylenol brand are going viral, especially one that states, "We don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant." Oh, my God. Thank you for clarifying. Since you first made the announcement, McNeil, isn't that the company? Since you made that announcement in 2017.
Yeah.
I know. What was that? 8 years ago. 8 years ago, they said, we don't recommend using our products while pregnant. So anything Trump did or didn't say is not controversial. Anything that has come out of this new supposedly newer study, newer information is not controversial. It's just the way it is.
Right.
Okay? That, look, they don't recommend you take it while pregnant.
Yep. There you go.
Curious social media users apparently dug up the old post from the Tylenol account, which has not been posted since 2021. In one post from March 7th, 2017, they said, quote, "We actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant. Thank you for taking the time to voice your concerns today." Mm-hmm. So can we put that one to bed? Because it's yawn. Boring.
But if you've got a case of Trump derangement syndrome, you're going to jump on anything to try to make Donald Trump look bad.
And you know what happens? The actual message, the thing of substance that people may need to know, gets lost in all of that.
Yep.
So, pregnant women, don't take Tylenol. And talk to your doctor and follow through and take your prenatal vitamins, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, gosh. And what, do I got to raise everyone?
Yeah.
What, am I big daddy of everything now? Got to raise everybody. Got to raise them up.
Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Raise them up.
Are you sounding evangelistic?
I was thinking of beer.
Oh.
With Oktoberfest coming soon.
Oh, hey. Man.
We should be talking about that pretty soon, shouldn't we?
Yeah, they'll be in the talk.
Isn't there a big thing for the Ronald McDonald House we do every year?
Absolutely.
That's a huge event.
It
if
is.
You're not familiar,
fun
stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, even bigger and better this year than ever before, but it really is.
And we'll put out, you know, we'll do a shout out or a shout outy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outy?
I don't know. As opposed to an any what?
No, it's where we have the Oktoberfest event.
Oh, Audi. I was hearing a T instead of a D.
Oh.
Big difference.
Outie.
An Audi.
Outie. Inti? No, it's Audi or any. Wait.
It's not even Friday.
Are we talking about cars?
I have no idea.
What are we doing?
Prenatal? I don't know.
Trying to find something that I actually care about, which you should never say that out loud when you're a radio host. Let me think. Well, see, because I'm not a faker.
No.
I'm not. When you hear the passion, when you hear me talking, that's me. It's real. And because I'm not a faker, I don't do that.
And if it's boring or he doesn't like it, he'll tell you that too.
Well, I think I just did with the Tylenol thing, didn't I?
I think you did. See?
Kamala Harris's new book. Boring.
Makes you want to take Tylenol.
It is.
The whole bottle.
Here's my kind of takeaway on that, so we can be done with it. These are things we're getting. All topics we're going to just deal with and get rid of.
Yeah.
So we can quit talking about Kamala, because she really doesn't deserve any of our time or energy, frankly. But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. So she writes a book, and it's basically it's full of gossip, and it's her perspective on things, and she positions herself. Of course, she's the author of her own book.
Yeah, right.
Well, at least supposed to be.
Yeah.
So she makes herself look like the smartest person in the room. Which,
wow,
I don't know how they don't sell this. You know, in the fiction rack. That's the thing. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be a memoir. They're like, come on, you got to make some of it at least close to believable, Kamala.
And so she's making the rounds, so it's kind of like we get a stupid quote every day that she appears on another show.
Now, I was going to come on this morning, and I was going to defend her.
What?
I really was.
What?
Yes, because one of her big gripe is she didn't have enough time to really prepare for running for president. She was only given, 107 days? That's the name of her new book.
Yeah, okay.
So 107 days.
Right.
So she said something recently, or at least I caught a snippet of it, and she said something about it is the closest presidential race in the 21st century.
Right.
And everybody went crazy, and they said, yeah, it wasn't close. And I thought, no, she means it was the closest from the time that she was committed to running, announcing running.
Shortest race would have been. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, closest meaning the closest amount of time from announcing to the actual, election day.
Right.
But it's apparently, according to this statement, it says the closest presidential race in terms of outcome.
Oh.
Now that's, you just went completely off the rails with that one. It's nowhere near, not even close to the closest. Not even in the same ballpark.
No.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. Good morning. Happy Thursday. We're getting there. 6:51 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Sources familiar with the investigation into the Dallas immigration facility shooting identified Wednesday's alleged attacker as Joshua John, 29. The gunman killed one person, injured two others after opening fire on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility from a nearby building before taking his own life. And yes, they found ammo that that shows these rounds feature anti-ICE messaging. Yeah, they were trying to determine. I remember some early on were going, well, I mean, was the person targeting the detainees? I'm going, really? I mean, that's always a possibility, but
not real likely in this anti-ICE mentality that we're in. And what an idiot. You're going to shoot. I mean, he hits a van, and the only one he kills is obviously an immigrant. I mean, dude, what an idiot.
Well, obviously, these people are. They have issues. Anyway, this guy may have been living in Durant, Oklahoma at the time of the shooting. That's what they were looking into at the time, Dallas police chief. The shooting happened only miles away from Alvarado, Texas, where just 2 months ago, an individual ambushed a separate ICE facility targeting officers there. In total, 16 people have been charged in the ambush-style shooting of that, the Alvarado police officer who was responding to reports of vandalism at the facility. I mean, how many more of these facilities have to be attacked before they harden these facilities? There's still in a lot of cases, it's like, you know, they put up some, chain link fence, maybe some, barbed wire, but they're not really making these things as significantly strong as they could or should be. On the other side of that coin is, well, you know, it's hard to stop somebody who's determined to snipe you from a rooftop. You can do that like per an event thing.
Sure.
Like we should have people on the roof for, Butler, Pennsylvania, maybe in Arizona when Charlie Kirk was speaking. I know it's crazy.
But vans got to drive, you know, they move.
Yeah. So you can't be protecting things all the time everywhere, but you have to make things at least a tougher target, a hardened target, for lack of a better term. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's touch base with Phil. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. It was kind of unique when I saw that they used a 5-round stripper clip. I started looking up what rifles and what have you used a stripper clip. And then I saw the shape of the bullet. I said, son of a bitch, it's an 8mm Mauser again. And kind of unique, the same cartridge that got Charlie Kirk. It's the same cartridge they used yesterday, and some morons on the mainstream media said, oh, he used an M1 Garand. Show me a Garand that uses a 5-round stripper clip. These people know nothing about guns or anything like that. At least one thing, it was not an assault weapon. Thank you.
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah,
an assault weapon. Well, and they get caught up in this. Like
it matters?
Yeah, right. Like,
bullet's a bullet. You're dead. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, when somebody gets shot, it's like, you know what? I'm really mad. I'm saying, you know, that's a 2-2-3.
Yeah.
I mean, I expected more, really.
Yeah.
I want.
But again, we've talked about it. That's the stupidity of the left in this whole AR assault, if you will.
Right.
Does it matter if someone shoots you with a 9mm and you die, or it was a black rifle and you die? I mean, what's the difference?
Right.
There's not one.
Shooting someone.
Yes.
You're attempting to kill them.
Right. That's the crime, not what you used. It's like...
It's another way to sort of, I guess, any way they can to sort of get you off track.
Yeah.
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 And...
These people. I don't get it.
Hey, the Jimmy Kimmel thing's kind of run its course, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I do want to... I just want to touch on... a couple of things quickly in the next hour. And just, I mean, nothing ground shaking or groundbreaking even, but just kind of...
Is he still a little irritating in this ongoing to you? I'm being kind.
A little?
Yes. Okay.
No, he's rubbing the rhubarb the wrong way. Yes. We'll talk about it. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. Special guest lined up today. Got another great show. More information, headlines. It's all coming your way. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.